As a starting point for all of this, President Donald Trump has claimed that he lost the popular vote in November because of 3 million illegal votes. The idea that voter fraud is rampant is one for sure that Secretary himself has often repeated.
You're right. Secretary Kobach did support that claim from the president, and he has said, while the goal is not directly to prove the president right or wrong, one of the main goals of this commission is to kind of look at voter fraud from this 50-state perspective, gather this information, and see if there's a way to measure voter fraud. Here he is speaking on MSNBC last month.
So there are lots of errors in every state's voter rolls. Let's find out how significant those errors are. Let's find out how many deceased people are on the rolls. Let's find out how many cases where someone's a deceased individual has actually voted. And let's find out how many aliens are on the voter rolls.
For us here in Kansas, that sounds awfully familiar. Kobach has been on the hunt for voter fraud for a number of years now. There are state voting regulations that he's lobbied for that have been aimed at that.
Yeah, the secretary has strongly defended our Kansas voter registration laws, which say you have to prove your citizenship if you're a new voter in Kansas. Right now, they're partially on hold because of court rulings. If you use the federal voter registration form or you register to vote at the DMV, you're not held to the requirement at the moment. But if you use the state voter form, you are held to that requirement to prove your citizenship. He also has had a law that says, you know, he has the ability to prosecute voter fraud, and in some cases, he's been able to find it. He's prosecuted multiple people for double voting, and he recently prosecuted someone from Wichita, a native of Peru, who's now an American citizen, who voted in Kansas before he was a fully naturalized citizen.
It's clear that Kobach has really been insistent on going after voter fraud in Kansas. The question that I have now is, what could come out of this presidential election commission that he's vice chairing that could help him in his cause?
I think probably the biggest thing we could see would be some recommended changes to the National Voter Registration Act. It's sometimes called the Motor Voter Law, and it's what's been used to block parts of the Kansas voter registration rules. That's why, as we said before, people registering at the DMV or with the federal form don't have to prove their citizenship. Mark Johnson is an attorney here in Kansas who has worked on voting issues, and he's concerned the commission might recommend changes to the NVRA to allow states to more easily implement laws like we have here in Kansas.
Would, in essence, sort of reverse the defeats that the secretary has faced. So that's why we need to watch very carefully what they're doing.
And he's also gone after, right, collecting and gathering potentially much more voter data, voter information from across the country.
That's right. He put in requests to all 50 states for lists of voter information. Some states said, no way. Other states said, sure, we'll provide what we can under state law. Kansas is one of those states that, because of state law, can't provide everything. But Secretary Kobach's office announced recently that we will be supplying much of the information that was asked for by the panel. I asked his office for an update, and they said they will be providing it, but the commission just recently said because of a lawsuit to hold off on sending the information. So Kansas has it ready to send, but they just haven't submitted it yet.
And all of that is the type of information that Kobach has used, he's cross-referenced to identify those that handful of voter fraud cases that he's prosecuted so far in Kansas.